He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
I am married. I have two daughters. I have two female dogs. And I can attest medically and professionally, as well as personally, that women are different from men. We are not talking about any less equal. We are talking about women are different from men. And I think in medicine, we kind of got caught up in a quality movement, looking at the social stances of women, and we forgot about the medical issues that we are extremely different. Fibromyalgia, you know, much higher in women than men. Autoimmune disease, much higher in women than men, as well as weight loss, much, much harder for women than men. So to help us with this weight loss, why it's harder for women than men, we brought in an expert, Dr. Timothy Morley. He's an osteopathic doctor. He's a medical director of Women's Healthy Hormones. You can reach him if you are interested at bodylogicmdofmanhattan.com. And if you want to learn more about hormones that we're going to talk about today, he's got an educational site for you as well, hormoneeducation.com. Dr. Morley, these women, their weight is just stuck. They walk into my office all the time. They go, I'm doing everything right and nothing's working. Can I send them to you? What do we do? Can you teach me what to do? Can you enlighten us on this?
Sure, sure. You know, the three pillars in weight loss would be exercise, diet, and hormones. And as I mentioned earlier, everybody knows you're supposed to exercise, but maybe not the way that you really should to get to lose weight. They don't really know that. Same with diet. Hormones, though, are one of the reasons why women are a little bit more complicated than men. You know, women have estrogen and progesterone that fluctuates, especially, you know, obviously when you're cycling, it fluctuates daily. This can affect a lot of things. It can affect your thyroid. It can affect your testosterone. It could affect your cortisol. So it's a lot of these hormones that are involved in women are much more complicated and interactive. So it's not that simple for women.
So let's do two cases. A premenopausal woman comes in, but let's say around her mid-40s, menopause maybe is going to happen in the next 4 or 5 years. You said the three pillars, okay, so exercise and diet, but let's focus on hormones for this. What kind of hormones would you run and what kind of therapies would you be looking to do to stimulate her to lose weight?
Sure. Well, in premenopausal women, the hormones, again, that you would look towards would be the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, all the thyroid hormones, cortisol, and even vitamin D. Vitamin D is in part a hormone. So, you know, those are the hormones that you would look towards, and again, you need the proper balance. The one of the big culprits again is so many women become hypothyroid as they enter menopause, and menopause symptoms occur insidiously. I mean, they could start when you're in your late 30s or early 40s, and you don't necessarily attribute them to some of your hormones slowing down, but it could start earlier than you realize.
Okay. I've got a pet peeve about the hormone industry, though. Okay, and what drives me crazy is, and I refer out. I figure you either get good hormones, you refer to doctors who are good at it. I think you got to keep your hormones in one place, one doctor. You don't have one person thyroid, one person estrogen. I think that's very dangerous. But one of the things is I have all these women coming in on bioidentical hormones, and nobody has even done anything except for run a basic TSH on them to check their thyroid. And they have patches of hair coming out, and it's just driving me crazy. Can you touch on that?
Absolutely. I mean, you can have subclinical hypothyroidism. You can have, first of all, testing TSH. TSH is actually not a thyroid hormone. The thyroid hormones would be T3 and T4. And if you're, in theory, if you're low in your T3 and T4, then the thyroid stimulating hormone increases, causing your thyroid to make more of the T3 and T4. So in essence, first of all, if you're symptomatic with hypothyroid symptoms, don't just test the TSH. You must test T3, T4. And I go a little bit farther. I test something called reverse T3. So many women have numbers that are within the normal range, but if you dig a little deeper, such as reverse T3, TPO, you know, the Hashimoto's thing, you could really find so many women who are actually low in their thyroid hormones, even though some of the labs, the traditional medicine tests, don't really say that.
Okay, now I might put you on the spot a little bit, but if you find a woman to have normal to, let's say, low normal lab values, but she's very symptomatic, patchy hair, skin, cold all the time, will you still consider using thyroid hormone, or will you, as long as the labs are in range, they don't have a problem?
No, I treat them even if some of their labs are in range, and especially if they're low normal, because, you know, I mean, these are, you have receptors for these hormones, and the number of receptors that one woman has is different than another. It's almost like their own little fingerprint for these. So some women just might need a little bit more thyroid hormone.
Ladies who are listening, you've got to understand this. Expert Dr. Timothy Morley is on, and he's telling you that you need a full thyroid panel if you want to lose weight. We're not just talking about a screening. A full thyroid panel with reverse T3 in order to find out some of the roots of the problem, because otherwise you're going to try all these things, and you're going to bang your head against the wall, and you're not going to lose weight. You're going to become frustrated, and we don't want that as physicians. This is something that I see repetitively over and over, that even the physicians that know a lot of the bioidentical hormone, they are not investigating every little nook and cranny of the thyroid. Thank God you're doing this, Dr. Morley. Now let's move over to after menopause. Does your strategy change at all?
Well, again, even with premenopause, you have to recheck the hormones, et cetera. You don't necessarily have to recheck the hormones as much in a menopausal woman, because, you know, once you reach menopause, you're pretty much, your progesterone and estrogen is low anyway, and we know that. So with postmenopausal women, you test them, you test the hormones, and then I use bioidentical hormones to supplement and get them back into the normal range, and not just the normal range, but the range that makes them feel good. And you have to do it safely. You do have to make sure that you test. I test initially about every 3 months, and then after that every 6 months or so.
Okay, now I believe the key to safety in using bioidentical hormones, which I do feel clinically and medically are a lot safer than the synthetics. That's my opinion. Nobody else has to say it. But I think that as long as you're testing every 3 months or 6 months and following those tests and follow-ups, I feel they can all be done very safely. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. It's a fair statement. And, it's not just testing the hormones. It's testing things like your hemoglobin and hematocrit, your liver enzymes, your cholesterol. In men, you test the PSA. If you totally assess the person, not just in their hormones, but in other things that the hormones can affect, bioidentical hormones can absolutely be done safely.
Because I think people lump bioidentical hormones in with things like Premarin, because they hear hormones and hormones, they go, the thing I know is they cause cancer. Can you separate out for our listeners using bioidentical versus the synthetics and why that's an advantage for you?
Absolutely. Bioidentical hormones are molecule for molecule the exact same thing that your body makes. And how hormones work is, hormones, interestingly enough, work on shape. A testosterone hormone is one shape, an estrogen hormone is another shape, and they, in essence, float around your body, and when they see a receptor site that they could fit into on a cell, they fit in there like much like a key fits into a lock, and then it'll turn that cell on and tell that cell what to do. A non-bioidentical hormone, or a fake hormone like progestin, some of the progesterones are fake, mm-hmm. They're fake because they're changed a little bit. They take, these drug companies will take progesterone and add a methyl group or add a hydroxy group, just right. Change it slightly, and, it'll still fit into that receptor site, but it just doesn't do the exact same thing that
Dr. Morley, I apologize. We are out of time. The three pillars, according to Dr. Timothy Morley, DO, of weight loss for women are exercise, diet, and running your hormones, including a full thyroid panel. Dr. Morley, you can find him at BodyLogicMDOfManhattan.com, BodyLogicMDOfManhattan.com, or HormoneEducation.com. Women, don't keep the weight on. Get it off with Radio MD and RadioMD.com.